A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This morning, COVID returns, the race to trace Sydney's mystery case. A list of exposure sites grows overnight. Borders open for now, other states on high alert, issuing new advice for travellers. Australia's cricketers try to escape India. Players and officials make a plan to come home. And emotional reunions, direct flights between Adelaide and New Zealand resume.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Health authorities in New South Wales are scrambling to confirm the source of the state's latest COVID case. A man in his 50s caught the virus, but he hadn't been overseas and didn't work in hotel quarantine or hospitals. The mystery case of community transmission sparked more urgent health alerts for venues, including Woolworths at Double Bay.
We are in a pandemic, and at any stage, we could have a case of community transmission. Our job now is to get on top of it. This person did everything right, but it goes to show that we can't take a single thing for granted.
Fragments of the virus have also been detected in an inner west sewage network, with residents told to monitor for symptoms. The new community case in New South Wales has put other states on high alert. Borders remain open for now, but other leaders have ordered those who visited an exposure site to isolate and get tested. Australian cricketers could be moved from COVID-ravaged India within days, with Cricket Australia outlining plans to bring them home. 38 players, commentators, coaches and officials will be moved to another country to wait out the 2 weeks quarantine before chartering a flight home.
That's now narrowed down to the Maldives and Sri Lanka. We expect that that movement will happen in the next 2 to 3 days.
Former player Mike Hussey, who tested positive for COVID, will need to complete quarantine in India before being allowed to leave. New details have been revealed about the federal government's quarantine plan for when Australians are finally allowed to return home from India. Let's go live now to political reporter Olivia Leeming. Good morning, Olivia. The Howard Springs quarantine site could be exclusively used by returning travellers.
Good morning. Yes, that's one option being considered by the federal government. Anyone wanting to return to Australia, though, would still have to test negative for COVID twice before flying home and quarantining at Howard Springs. It's understood just 254 repatriated Australians are currently there. The government hopes to expand capacity at the site from 850 people a fortnight to 2,000. But a major hurdle is still finding enough staff to work at the facility. It's also considering using planes to take emergency medical supplies to India, using those to bring home stranded Australians on their return once the travel ban is lifted. But for now, Scott Morrison says the pause is working.
This pause is enabling us to get on the right footing to be able to restore those repatriation flights. As a result of the pause, the incidence of those cases at Howard Springs are starting to come down. We've got a bit more distance to travel there.
A Melbourne man stranded in India has launched an urgent legal challenge against the travel ban. 73-year-old Gary Newman arguing it's unconstitutional, alleging that the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has misused his powers under the Biosecurity Act. That lawsuit being expedited by the federal court, and the government still hoping to lift the travel ban on the 15th of May, hoping by then the number of COVID cases returned from India in quarantine has fallen below 5. Jodie? Katie.
Fingers crossed. Okay, thanks, Olivia. The Victorian Homicide Squad is investigating the death of a man in Melton, west of Melbourne. The man, believed to be in his 40s, was found dead yesterday afternoon. Investigators are speaking to a 22-year-old man. They are still determining if the death was suspicious. Former Australian spin bowler Stuart McGill told police he was too scared to report being kidnapped until a week after it happened. McGill says he was beaten and threatened after being abducted from Sydney's Lower North Shore last month and released an hour later. Four men, including his ex-girlfriend's brother and a bikie associate, have been charged. Police believe the motivation was financial. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will today launch the government's digital economy strategy worth $1.2 billion to help position Australia as a leading digital economy by 2030. $54 million will be set aside for a national artificial intelligence centre and $200 million promised to overhaul the MyGov website. There will also be investment incentives for business, including a new digital games tax offset of 30%. Australia Post executives have agreed to enter mediation with former CEO Christine Holgate. But in a surprise ultimatum, Australia Post says it requires Ms Holgate's demands to be made public, as well as any settlement. Ms Holgate stood aside following revelations she gave Cartier watches worth $20,000 to four senior employees. There were emotional scenes in Adelaide yesterday as the city finally welcomed back New Zealanders after more than a year. The Air New Zealand flight touched down with 70 people on board, the first direct service to Adelaide since March 27 last year.
It's emotional. It's been 16 months.
Are you happy to see your grandma?
Yeah.
The airport was full of tears and smiles as family and friends reunited. Air New Zealand will run up to four direct flights a week from Adelaide come July. Former NRL star Jarryd Hayne will today learn his fate after being found guilty of two counts of aggravated sexual assault. The two-time Dally M medalist will be sentenced in Newcastle and is facing a maximum possible sentence of 14 years jail. The 28-year-old has already indicated he will appeal. Candlelight vigils to honour and remember victims of domestic violence have been held across Queensland's southeast. Thousands attended the Ipswich event, holding a minute's silence and calling for change. On the Gold Coast, mourners paid tribute to Kelly Wilkinson, who was allegedly killed by her former partner. Sam Newman has detailed how he tried to revive his wife after he found her on the floor of their Melbourne apartment. Amanda Brown died on Sunday, aged just 50.
The man known for making big statements, summing up his tragic loss in just six words.
I've had a pretty tough week.
The voice of Sam Newman, understated and grieving. He'd been working on a boat with a mate, and after ringing Amanda six times, he joked.
I said she'd probably lying dead up in the flat.
On return to the couple's Docklands apartment.
So I looked down there and lying in her, she was in sort of her underwear.
A tragic sight.
She's lying there on the tiles outside the laundry. And as soon as I saw her, I knew she was dead.
He called 000 and was advised to give CPR.
The operator said just keep doing it in case there's a spark of life in her, I think she said. So I did that for 20 minutes, giving CPR to what I knew was a corpse.
The 75-year-old using his podcast to pay tribute to the woman he loved.
Amanda Newman certainly caught my eye, and above all, she caught my heart.
Georgia Commons Solly, 7 News.
JB Hi-Fi has joined Officeworks, taking Apple's latest gadget off their shelves. Apple AirTags have been removed from sale over child safety concerns, specifically the tag's tiny button battery.
The products pose a potential choking hazard for children because the battery with a determined child could be removed.
Australia's consumer watchdog is currently evaluating the product. Brisbane's Olympic reputation has been given another boost, this time by a surprising piece of infrastructure. Queensland seems an odd place to build a world-class ski jump training facility, but the impressive structure is helping Aussie athletes spend more time at home.
Cold, wet and gloomy, a fitting wintry day to launch Brisbane's newest Olympic venue.
Pretty awesome. I love it. And yeah, to be on home soil is special.
The Sunshine State, not the obvious choice for a ski jump facility, but now we have the world's best, giving athletes more time at home.
One of the reasons why I got built here in Brisbane was the fact that it is warm enough all year round to train comfortably.
A $6.5 million investment, rising 40 metres in the air, helping aerial and mogul skiers reach 70 kilometres per hour to twist and turn their way into a specialised pool landing. The Winter Training Centre officially opened at the Chandler Sporting Complex, growing its reputation as an Olympic hub for our 2032 Brisbane Olympic bid.
It is about cementing our capability to be the sporting centre, not just for Australia, but for the world.
But for now, the world's sporting attention is on Tokyo. With the Games 11 weeks away, cases climbing and 2,000 Aussie athletes and officials heading for the COVID hotspot.
We're very satisfied that the safest arrangements are in place.
For these athletes, attention is solely focused on the next Winter Games, and the vital training that occurs at this facility is designed at delivering medals at the Beijing Games in just 9 months' time.
Full steam ahead from here to Beijing.
Joel Dry, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading up, the Nasdaq has fallen, in London the FTSE rose and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower, Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell as well, the All Ords rose, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,784 an ounce, oil is $69 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.45 US cents, 84.63 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. There's been a COVID scare at the G7 summit in the UK. India's entire team has been forced to self-isolate after two members of its delegation tested positive to the virus. They hadn't attended any meetings in person. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is attending for discussions about China relations alongside South Korea and South Africa. Facebook has upheld its stunning decision to ban Donald Trump from the platform over the deadly Capitol riots. Let's go live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney. Good morning, Ash. The former president has slammed the social media giant.
Good morning, Jody. Well, there is growing speculation that Donald Trump is seriously considering another run at the White House in 2024. And if that's the case, he'll want this platform back, both to communicate to voters and for fundraising. He's clearly unhappy about this decision, putting out a statement this morning where he says what Facebook, Twitter and Google have done is a total disgrace and an embarrassment to our country. He says free speech has been taken away from him because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth. He goes on to call these companies corrupt. Now, the Oversight Board has upheld Facebook's decision, finding that his post during the January 6 riots encouraged and legitimised violence, but they did take issue with him being banned indefinitely, and they've given Facebook 6 months to review that. In the meantime, Donald Trump has set up his own blog, both to air his thoughts and his grievances. It doesn't look like this issue is going away anytime soon, Jody.
Not at all. Okay, thanks, Ash. US treadmill manufacturer Peloton has issued a recall following a series of safety issues. The treadmills have been blamed for more than 70 injuries and one child's death. A toddler was sucked under the machine while playing with his sister after finding the power switch. The company has previously announced expansion plans to bring a stationary bike to Australia later this year. Violent protests have erupted across Colombia over the government's proposed tax reform. Demonstrators carried flaming torches and set fire to buildings in the capital, Bogota. The middle and working class say the economic reform only favours the rich. A 25-year-old woman from Mali in Africa has given birth to non-uplets. Nine babies were born via caesarean section at a hospital in Morocco. All five girls and four boys are doing well after the successful delivery. Non-uplets are extremely rare, with the last known case recorded in 1999. The AFL fixture could again be thrown into chaos ahead of round eight. Sydney and GWS players have all been forced to undertake a COVID-19 test as New South Wales waits to hear if more cases are confirmed in the community. Meantime, Toby Green has committed to playing out the rest of his career as a Giant, but the 27-year-old says he has no interest in replacing Canelio as the full-time leader.
I love what he does, and he brings a lot away from the field as well, and something that it's his role, and enjoying playing under him.
The Giants are scheduled to play Essendon on Saturday afternoon. Sharks skipper Wade Graham will back up against the unbeaten Penrith Panthers this weekend, despite copping a head knock in the Sharks' 26-point loss to the Storm last week. The skipper suffered two concussions earlier this season and insists he is fine to play after this concussion.
Got two young kids at home and a family, and I've been through the protocols, and it's been a rough start to the year for me in that department. I certainly wouldn't be mucking around with it.
South Sydney will have a taste of life after Adam Reynolds when they take on the Storm tonight. Meantime, Craig Bellamy says he's a step closer to making a decision on his coaching future. Paul Gallen has laughed off suggestions he has bitten off more than he can chew by agreeing to take on Australian heavyweight champion and Olympic gold medal hopeful Justice Hooney.
Everything I do is a challenge. Mark Hunt was going to kill me. Lucas Brown was going to kill me. Hooney's going to kill me. So, mate, here I am. I'm still here.
The pair will do battle on June 16 at a venue yet to be determined. International Olympic Committee Vice President John Coates is confident the Australian team for the Tokyo Games won't face the same COVID risks as the cricketers currently stranded in India.
We'll have a team that's fully vaccinated, and we think the risks are very small in this environment.
The Olympic torch has begun its relay through Kumamoto ahead of the Games in July. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a deep trough and upper level low are generating rain and storms in southeast Queensland and northeast New South Wales, with rain and showers extending south to Victoria. A pair of troughs fed with tropical moisture are causing rain and a few storms in WA. Around the capitals today, mostly sunny in Brisbane, heading for a top of 25 degrees. Sydney windy with rain, 21 the top. A possible shower in Canberra, heading for 18. Mostly sunny and 19 in Melbourne. The same in Hobart, also 19. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 22 today. A possible thunderstorm in Perth, also heading for 22. And sunny and 34 degrees in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, the 6th of May, 2021.